Mr. Adnan Akhtar comments on the turmoil in Egypt. Turmoil has begun everywhere in the Islamic world since we have now entered the end times. I said that great events would take place in 2011, and things have begun to develop just as I said. The answer lies in the Islamic Union. Curfews in Egypt or Sudan will change nothing. Muslims have always suffered in these events. They have been oppressed, arrested, and suffered. Yet had all writers and leading scholars in the world unanimously said, "We want Islamic Union under Turkish leadership. We want Turkish Islamic Union under Turkish leadership." Then the preconditions for Islamic Union would have come about in a matter of hours, and neither Hosni Mubarak nor anyone else could have stood in its way. Nobody could have withstood it. But for that to happen, of course, the way of the Mahdi has to be on the agenda. If people say, "We know best, we know better than our Prophet, peace be upon him," there is no need for the Mahdi, peace be upon him, of whom our Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke. There is no need for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, sent by Allah, or the coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. We are easy, powerful enough to establish Islamic Union, and we have the requisite associations, means, and manpower. Then the suffering that has been going on for centuries will continue unabated. They will obtain no results in Egypt, or Sudan, or Morocco, or Tunisia, or Algeria. None of them. Any results will only be regional. It is essential that the whole Islamic world be saved. The happiness of all Christians and Jews is also very important. It is vitally important that they also be Muslims and be honored by the radiance of the Quran. That is why the Islamic world must strive hand in hand for that fragmentation to end and Islamic Union to come about. All writers and elites must spread these glad tidings. There can be no Islamic Union without Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. They will see that when there is no Islamic Union, they can easily cut off your phone, water, or electricity. Results can be obtained very easy, but when the way of the Mahdi is on the agenda, the Islamic Union, then their psychological power will be broken. It is impossible for a person's brain to function against the system of the Mahdi. Allah will stupefy that person. Allah will take away the intelligence and strength of anyone who says, "I shall campaign against Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him." Allah will baffle them. If someone says, "There is no need for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, no need for what our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I am strong and I have dominion and my own intelligence is enough," then Allah will confound him. For example, the companions followed our Prophet, peace be upon him, and victory was theirs. The war was lost when they failed to heed our Prophet, peace be upon him. That happened with the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, too. They won the war when they heeded the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, but they lost when they did not. Allah will confound people. That is how it is with the way of the Mahdi. If someone says, "How can we do it with Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him?" that is a lack of trust in Allah and the Prophet, peace be upon him. But when you follow and accept the way of the Mahdi, then Allah will grant you victory. But if people do not follow it, then they are admitting defeat right from the start. But see what happens when you obey. Trust Allah, submit to Allah, and desire the coming of the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, and Hazrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, from Almighty Allah with passion, and see what happens. They will then better see the metaphysical nature of the universe, inshallah. The suffering will not end so long as people say they can cope by themselves. It is essential to trust in our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, showed how we can be saved. Muslims are in a maze and there is no way out. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us to turn right here, then left, then go straight ahead. You will see a doctor, he says, and if you head down from that door and then up again, you will achieve happiness. But some people refuse and insist on trying to find their own way out. One bumps his head against the door and someone else bumps into the wall. They cannot get anywhere. They keep stumbling around in that maze. Just like our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, one needs to act on that foundation minute by minute. In that event, one will completely have gone along with the flow of history and will depart for the abode of peace.
www.harunyahya.org